Now, when you are baptized with the Holy Spirit and you speak in tongues, a time comes when an added unction comes upon you. It will produce what? A new tongue. Spiritual rest and refreshing is affordable when a new tongue comes upon you. So those of you that is bo, you are far from rest. He said this type, hallelujah, this is the rest, and this is what? The refreshing. When Jesus said this sign shall follow them that believe, in my name they shall cast out devils and they shall speak in what? New tongue. Is that new tongue that he spoke about? Not tongues. New tongue. In the Greek, they went a bit deeper and they called it fresh tongue. A tongue, you know, there's a prophet that said, since he gave his life to Christ and got baptized in the Holy Spirit, he has not spoken the same tongue. That is a lie. What we are talking about in the tongue is not a new vocabulary, but a new what? Tongue. It is in the Greek that we understand it better, because it calls it kainos tongue. Kainos means new or fresh. For those of you from Otukpa, let me see your hand up. You are from the Otukpa side. There's palm wine there. You must have heard that the fresh palm wine is stronger. Is it true? You may not have known it experientially, but it's common knowledge that what? Fresh palm wine has stronger intoxicating ability. Why? It's new. It is fresh. And that is what happens when you speak in tongues out of a new impartation. The energy that is generates is fresh energy, and it doesn't need to be a different vocabulary, but it's coming out of a new unction, a fresh impartation, a new anointing. Now, if we move in the miracle session, some people will speak that tongue. It's not necessarily new in utterance, but it comes fresh. It is that that brings refreshing. But only people that are weaned from the breast can seek the corridors where new tongues are given. Every time you are held up by life's challenges and you are blessed as much as to receive a new tongue, it diffuses it. It sets your soul in peace and freshness. It's as if you are renewed. It's as if you are born anew. A lot of us need to exercise our spirit much more than we do in order for you to mount up and go beyond the clutches of circumstances and failures that want to rewrite your destiny. If I preach for a while, I go into the incubator. Now is I can get into the new tongue faster now because I depend on it. Say, this is the rest. It's not another thing. Say, herein lies what? The rest and what? If you don't get refreshing regularly as a minister, you can start getting attracted to a woman that is not your wife. The old anointing is still operating, because that fresh impartation comes with the ability to sanctify you. Sanctifies and separates you. Anytime you begin to see that lust has come, it's a proof that you are not fresh again, and the devil has mastered your old mold, and he's planning with that dimension in mind. Why not press further? When a fresh impartation comes, what happens is that you become a new person, because the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you and you shall be what? Changed into what? So he will have to study you afresh to create temptation for you. Because of that impartation, you became a new man. You can become 1,000 men in your lifetime. And you will need to continue research in his lab every day because of Victor. He has planned, but overnight Victor received an impartation and he's a new man by tomorrow.